It's so peaceful here. So nice. It doesn't seem real. I could just close my eyes and I could just be on holiday. Or not, because I wouldn't come here for a holiday. I hate the countryside. I hate being surrounded by this much green. It makes me feel uneasy. Or it did. It feels like it's been years. It's only been, what, 5 weeks? 5 and a half? Not even sure. The days kind of merge into each other when you're trying to stay alive. I mean, a freaking zombie apocalypse. I was always a city girl. I mean, the annoying kind of city girl that does not do green. The kind of city girl that got antsy as she was too far away from the Starbucks. Turns out that the city is a really, really bad place to be in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. I can still smell it. Rotten flesh. So sickly sweet. Just I should be dead, you know. I should be just dead. But I'm not. Because of you. Thanks for that. I mean it. Thank you. Just take it. Just say you're welcome and oh, you're so annoying. You've always been annoying. I wouldn't be here without you. But you're right, you wouldn't be here without me either. So stupid. Well, this, we're stupid. I mean, this just seems stupid. That we're alive, that we're not just... We're living. We're alive. This isn't just... I mean... There are people who had training. Who had weapons. Who had... inside information and they're all dead. And yet, we're not. And it's dumb. I never... I mean, my zombie survival plan was just... It was just a joke. You know me, I'm a horror movie fiend, and it's just something you have. I didn't think it would... I guess the zombie apocalypse is like the Spanish Inquisition. No one expects it. But then it happens, and you have a plan, and then you realise that you don't know how to shoot a gun, and that you're squeamish when it comes to stabbing your high school history teacher in the face. And there's you, with all your computer games. Your knowledge of weapons, and that shouldn't work. That shouldn't work. It's not the same. It's not the same, but then again, my plan, it wasn't meant to work, and somehow between the two of us, we survived. I'm sorry. This is... I mean, look at me. I'm out in the sticks. Middle of nowhere. And I'm not panicking. No, not because of the zombies. Because of the trees. Trees are intimidating. But I'm not uncomfortable. I'm not... I'm all right. For the first time since this all kicked off, for the first time since the world went to shit, I'm okay. And that's because of you. Because I'm here because of you. I know. I pulled my way, I did my part, but without you, I would be one of them. I would be shambling outside of Starbucks, just... I miss Starbucks. That's stupid, right? That... That just feels so unreal. But then again, not unreal, because I shot my neighbor in the face with a shotgun. Which was... No, nothing. Well, you know how they would play music late at night. I'm not saying that they deserved it, but I mean, it was kind of, you know... Stop laughing. It's not funny. It's awful. It's really, really awful. And okay, it's a little bit funny. How am I laughing? I'm in the middle of a zombie apocalypse and I'm laughing. I'm in this. The countryside. This is... No. I should not... This is you. This is you. This is all you. I'm not just surviving, I'm living. And that is all you. Because, oh, I'm about to hit horror movie bingo. So, there are lots of tropes when it comes to horror films, and I'm about to do a big one. Come here. Come sit on the log. It has moss on it. I'm sitting on a mossy log.
closer. Just come here.
This is... I'm not lying when I say that this is hell. No. What we've been through was absolutely hellish. What we've seen, what we had to do, the choices we had to make. That shit haunts me. That shit is gonna stay with me, and I know it's the same for you. But I'm here with you. And this is so tropey. There is no one I would rather be with. There's no one I would... So, this isn't just... It's not... See, this shit is so much easier in the films. It's not what we've been through. It's not... Even before, it was a thing. And now it's even more the thing, because while it's not... I'm not in love with you because of the zombie apocalypse. I'm in love with you because I've always been in love with you, and now I'm just more in love with you, but not because of the zombies, because it's you. And it could have been so different. It could have been... I don't want to think about it. But I love you. And the only reason I'm kind of okay... And by kinda, I mean really not okay, but still okay. It is to you. Because could you, I don't know, say something? Maybe kiss me or put your arm around me? You in shock? Bad shock? Good shock. So it's good? Ow! Did you mean to? Other arm. That just... Yeah. Did you really just hit me in the face because you were trying to put your arm around me? So, do you? Are you gonna say it? Say that you love me? Close enough. I can't believe I just confessed my love sitting on a mossy log. I'm filthy. I am covered in... I don't even know. Really? Skinny dipping? Really? Are you blushing? Wow. Okay. That's skinny dip. I mean, check the perimeter, but then we can... Well, I know we haven't seen a zombie for days, but we should... And then we can... Skinny dip. I love you. And maybe we could kiss. After I've had a wash. Because... I mean, I know I'm all right with this, but I mean, I would like our first kiss to not involve being covered in, I don't even know, but, okay. I love you. You said, did I just squeak? The zombie apocalypse, and I squeaked. So, let's get naked. And I, would you turn your back? Well, I just, stop laughing at me. I love you. I really do.